Tuesday, 7th of July, or we will call Greenblatt Tefillin. How many mitzvahs?
Today I'd like to learn with you a sugya of Tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah that we do almost daily, and the Gemara brings down in Menachos of Mendalad that Omer Reb Sheshes Kol She'eino Maniach Tefillin Oiva V'Shmoina Asei. If somebody doesn't put on Tefillin, he's over on eight assays. And we'd like to discuss today whether tefillin is one mitzvah or tefillin is two mitzvahs. We know that we put on every morning a tefillin shel yad and a tefillin shel rosh. And it's written in the Torah, four times actually the Torah brings down the mitzvah tefillin. And it says, "Ukshartam lois al yodecho," that's what we know the tefillin shel yad, "V'hoyu l'taitam lois b'neinecho," that's how we know the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Rishonim already discuss whether Tefillin is one big mitzvah with two parts to it, let's say equivalent of mitzvah Dalet Minim on Sukkos. There's a mitzvah to take four Minim on Sukkos. It's not four separate mitzvahs. It's one big mitzvah Dalet Minim. So too, maybe Tefillin is one big mitzvah. One part is Tefillin Shel Yad, the other part is Tefillin Shel Rosh, but it's one mitzvah Saseh. But maybe Tefillin is two separate mitzvahs Saseh's. There's one mitzvah say to put on a tefillin shel yad, and a separate mitzvah say to put on tefillin shel rosh. And actually it's a machloikas rishonim, we'll see. And there are nafkaminas lahalacha where the tefillin is one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. The simple nafkamina is, when one puts on tefillin every day, does one have kavona to be mekayim two mitzvahs say? Or does one have kavona to be mekayim one mitzvah say? That's the pashut nafkamina before you start. The Mishnah, at the beginning of the fourth parak of Menachos, in the Lamed Ches, Mishnah says, "Tefillin shel yad, eino ma'keves eshel rosh, v'eshel rosh eino ma'keves eshel yad." That each tefillin is not ma'akev the other. If one were to put on either the tefillin shel yad or the tefillin al rosh, one would be makayim a mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah says. It doesn't explain why. Why one can put on a tefillin shel yad by itself, and why one can put on a tefillin shel rosh by itself. However, this Mishnah is a continuation from a Mishnah in Daf Chof Ches in the previous parak, where the Mishnah says, "Dalet tzitzios ma'akvoy zeze." The four tzitzios will be put on, and the dalet kanfois on ma'akv one, one can't put on one without the other. And the Mishnah continues, "Sharboson mitzvah achas." Why are they ma'akav one the other? Because all four sitzios is one big mitzvah. So it would seem that the hemshuk of this Mishnah, which is the Mishnah of Lamed Ches, where the Mishnah says that Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are not ma'akav each other, the simple reason is because they are two mitzvahs. But the Mishnah doesn't spell it out clearly that that's the reason why they're not ma'akav zeh. And we see that it's not so simple. In the Gemara, on this Mishnah in Daf Len Dalet, Reb Chisdagur says the following. Tefillin shel yad eino ma'akeves eshel rosh. Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Chisda, lo yishonu elo sheyesh loy. This ability to put this halacha, that you can put on one tefillin without the other, is only if he has both, he possesses both tefillin. Avol ein loy. But if he only has one, ma'akeves. There was a havamin in the Gemara throws it out almost immediately, but there's a havamin in the Gemara that this halacha that you can put on one tefillin without the other is only if you have both. If you only own one, you can't put it on. What's pshat l'chora? L'chora, the havamin of the Gemara was based on the yasod, which is famous in Kol Haroi L'Bila, Ein Bila Ma'keves Boy. There's a halacha by Menachos that one has to bring up flour and oil, but it has to be in the ratio that one could mix them. One doesn't have to mix them. One has to have the ability to mix them, because when the Torah tells you halacha, and the Torah talks about the inyan of bila, it's mashma, you can only be yotze the korban if you have the ability to mix it. This concept is brought down in many places in Shas, and it's called kol haroi l'bila ein bila ma'keves bo. Seemingly, Reb Chisda is saying the same thing. Tefillin, l'chora, is connected. Tefillin shel yad and shel rosh are connected. They are sort of one mitzvah. And it's true that one can be yotze one without the other, but that's only on condition one has the ability to be mekayim the other part of the mitzvah, that one owns the other tefillin. But if one doesn't own the other tefillin, then one can't be yotze the mitzvah by putting one without the other. But the Gemara throws this out, and the Gemara says no. Elaman de lesley train mitzvahs, chad mitzvah namelo levit? If somebody hasn't got two mitzvahs, are we going to tell him that he shouldn't even be yotze one mitzvah? No. If you can't be mekayim both, you can be mekayim one. It's from this lashon of the Gemara that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is actually minor in mitzvah yud beis and mitzvah yud gimel, the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad and the mitzvah of tefillin shel roish as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam says the lashon of the Gemara is that tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish is shtei mitzvahs, and therefore says the Rambam each one is a separate mitzvah saseh. But it's not so simple. And the Rambam himself, in Shorash Yud Aleph, in Akdom of Sefer Mitzvahs, asks on himself. In the very same Mishnah, in the beginning of our Tehillah, the fourth Perek, in the Mishnah that they're not Ma'akev, the Mishnah says another halacha. HaTehillah Eino Ma'akevet Es HaLovon, VaHaLovon Eino Ma'akev Es HaTehillah. We know that the Mitzvah of Tzitzis has two parts to it, to put on the white threads and the blue threads. Nowadays, unfortunately, we don't have the tchelis, but we mekayim mitzvah tzitzis just by putting on the white threads. Each one is not miyak of the other, and who are then if you only have the tchelis? One can put on the tchelis without the lavan. Does this mean, therefore, that there are two mitzvahs that say, one mitzvah to put on chutin of lavan, and one mitzvah that say to put on chutin shel tchelis, similar to tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is moina tzitzis as one big mitzvah. It's true that they're not ma'ak of each other. One can put on one without the other, but they're really two parts of the same mitzvah. And when one puts on tcheles, a lovan, one's only going to one mitzvah. So the Rambam asks on himself. The Rambam in the Shorash Yud Aleph in Akdomah Sefer Mitzvah says that as a rule, whenever mitzvahs are ma'ak of each other, then they're two separate mitzvahs as in tefillin. Ask the Rambam. I we find that I myself am mine tzitzis as one mitzvah. Tzitzis as one mitzvah. Hine, this is really, I quote the lashon of the Rambam. Hine kvai spay lecho. Shafilu achalokim she'enu ma'akvim ze, even parts of a mitzvah no ma'akvim, pa'omim yu mitzvah achas. It's possible that they really considered one mitzvah in the Tariag mitzvahs, k'she'yiyeh ho'inyin ho'echod. If there's one inyan, if there's one reason behind the mitzvah, ki a kavona b'tzitzis, the kavona to put on tzitzis, is the man tisguru, is in order to remember all the mitzvahs as we know, in Cain, klal hadova amachai b'zikoran, all the elements of the mitzvah, which make up this memory of the Tariag mitzvahs, which remind you of the mitzvah Hashem, yimone mitzvah achas. Says the Rambam, being that the mitzvah tzitzis is the man tisguru, it's called mitzvah Hashem, and the tchelis and the lovon together make up that zikoron, so they have one matorah, they have one tafkid, it's really one mitzvah. Now the question is self-evident, itself, and the Ramban himself on the side of the Rambam, and the Rivosh, in Tshuva Kuf Lamed Zayin, asks on the Rambam, Tfilin L'Chorah also has one inyan, it says Mufurish in the Torah, L'man Tia Torah Hashem Beficho, the inyan to put on the tfilin shel yad, and the inyan to put on the tefillin shel roish is also has one inyan, the man tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficho. So how can the Rambam explain that tzitzis is one mitzvah because it has one matara, and tefillin on the other hand is two mitzvahs? It's a very shver zak. The Ramban blayb shver. The Ramban remains with a question on the Rambam. The Rivosh answers the Rambam. The Rivosh says one has to say that being a tefillin is a different ma'aser mitzvah. Tzitzis is one ma'aser mitzvah. So the Rambam can say if it's one ma'aser mitzvah and there's one inyan behind it, it turns into one mitzvah. But tefillin, however, is two ma'aser mitzvahs. It's a separate ma'aser. You put on the tefillin shel yad and you put on the tefillin shel roish, and therefore, even though there's one inyan, the Rambam can be minded them as two mitzvahs, being that they're not ma'akeh ze'ezeh. But we'll see that a Rishonim, that a Mefurish, lehed yacholik with the Rambam, the Bahag, in his Sefer mitzvah, when he's minded the mitzvah tefillin, he's minded it as one mitzvah. And the Ritva on Tzokhin also brings two riyas on the Gemara's in Menachos that tefillin is one mitzvah. There's a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Vov. And l'chayr, there's a big machlokes Rishonim how to learn this Gemara. And depending on how you learn this Gemara, this will be the conclusion whether tefillin is one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. The Gemara brings down the halacha that we all know, Tanah. Kushu maniach, when one puts the tefillin on, maniach shel yad. One has to first put on the shel yad, v'achar kach maniach shel rosh. Only afterwards does one put on the tefillin shel rosh. Ukshu choyle, however when one takes them off, choyle shel rosh, one has to first take off the tefillin shel rosh, v'achar kach choyle shel yad. That's the halacha that we all know. So the Gemara says, Bishleimer, Kshu maniach, maniach shel yad, v'achar maniach shel rosh. We can understand the source. And one has to put on the tefillin shel yad first. Diksev, ukshartam lois al yodecha. Torah says, first tie the tefillin on your hand. V'hoda, and only later, v'hoyle taita vois ben yinecha. Whenever the Torah brings down, in all four places, when the Torah brings down the mitzvah tefillin, first it says, put the tefillin shel yad on first. Elok shul choylets, when you remove the tefillin, choylet sheroitz, v'achaka choylet shel yad minolon. How do you know that you have to take the sheroitz off first? Says the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Rav Huna Asbarili. Rav Huna explained to me where the source is, where do we see it in the Torah? Omar Kro, the Torah says, V'hoyu l'toytavois b'nei necho. Kol zman sh'b'nei necho, yiyushtayim. The Loshon of the Pasuk, when it talks about Tefillin Shel Rosh, uses a plural Loshon, V'hoyu, that's the way Rashi learns. And therefore, we know from there that whenever you have the Tefillin Shel Rosh, you should always have the Tefillin Shel Yad together. So when you learn the Gemara is bringing two different psukim, one for why we put on the tefillin shel yad first, and why we take off the tefillin shel rosh first. The pasuk for bringing the tefillin shel yad first, because it's a kshartem, why are you the title? The Torah gives you a seidah advarim of how you should put it on. When it comes to taking the tefillin shel rosh off first, we bring a new drosha of a hayu le title. However, this Gemara, the Rishonim asks, seems to be a stira to that Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Tefillin Shel Yad Eina Ma'akev is Tefillin Shel Rosh, that the Chora, you could put on Tefillin Shel Rosh without putting on Tefillin Shel Yad. That's the Loshon of the Mishnah we read. And suddenly now we have this Gemara that brings a pasuk in the Torah, Kol Zman Shiyu Beinecha, whenever you have the Tefillin on, Yushtai, you have to have both Tefillin on. The Chora, this seems to be a stira. This seems to tell me that Tefillin Shel Yad is Ma'akev the Tefillin Shel Rosh. It's true the Mishnah could say Tefillin Shel Rosh Eina Ma'akev Tefillin Shel Yad. But how can the Mishnah say Tefillin Shel Yad Eina Ma'akev Tefillin Shel Rosh? This question is asked by Tosfos Erech in Daf Gimel on the base. And it's not clear what Tosfos is answering. Tosfos Erech in Daf Gimel on the base, Dibur HaMaskel Tefillin Shel Yad Eina Ma'akev Shel Rosh. It's a quote of the Mishnah Menachos. Ask Tosfos. The Gemara we just learned that you have to have the Tefillin Shel Yad together with the Tefillin Shel Rosh, which tells me that the Tefillin Shel Yad is ma'akev for putting on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Says Tosfos, "Hainu b'shor shemaniach shneim." When you put them both on, sorry, lahaktim shel yad. It doesn't mean the drosha. Of course, much you beinecho, you shnayim, doesn't mean that you're not allowed to put the Tefillin Shel Rosh on by itself. All it means is that when you put on the tefillin, you have to put on the Tefillin Shel Yad first. What exactly is Tosfos saying? What is the answer of Tosfos? The Rishash over here in Erechin says Tosfos is a pillar. Tosfos talks about the din of kol zman shiyu beinecha yu shnayim in regard of putting the Tefillin Shel Yad on first. We just read the Gemara. The Gemara says that the pasuk of Beinecha is teaching me that you have to take off the Tefillin Shel Rosh first. It's not teaching me that you have to put on the Tefillin Shel Yad first. The Tosfos quotes the Gemara Menachos as telling me that the drosha of Ahoyu, the Taita voice, teaches me that you have to have the Tefillin Shel Yad first. That's the Loshon of the Tosfos. Hainu b'shor shemaniach shneim sorech lahaktim shel yad. That's not what our Gemara says. The Gemara brings a different pasuk. The Rishash over here in Erechin is Magia the Tosfos. And he says that Tosfos is supposed to read Hainu b'shoshu choylets. We learn that from V'hoyle toita voice that when you take off the tefillin, you have to take on the tefillin shel rosh first. It's a big pele to change Tosfos, a whole line in Tosfos. L'chora, what we see from Tosfos over here, and in the Mukha Yosef, on the Rif and Hilchos Tefillin, he says Mefurish like that, that the Gemara in the Maskona is saying that we learn everything out of the din of V'hoyle toita voice. It was a Havamina. In the Gemara's Havamina, the Gemara thought that the source that you have to put the Tefillin Shel Yad was from the pasuk of Ukshartem V'hoyu L'Toytavos. But once the Gemara has brought the pasuk of V'hoyu Toitavois. Kol Zman, Shiyu Beinecha Yu Shnaim, it's not only a makar that you have to take off the Tefillin Shel Rosh first, it's also the makar that you have to put on the Tefillin Shel Yad. And if you have a look in many poiskim, when you bring down in Simuchof Hei, in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Haim, when you bring down the Halacha, they say that they only bring down the Aruch HaShulchan, for example, totally omits the drosha of Okshartim Ha'ayla Toitavois. But coming back to the Taisus, what's the vort of the Taisus that we only use the drosha when you're putting on both? The Shagas Aryeh in Simon Lamed Zayin has a very interesting halacha shayla. If lo aleinu somebody doesn't have a left arm, where the Gemara says in Menachos that ein lo zroya, if somebody doesn't have a left arm, which is an arm we're supposed to call tefillin on normally, potter min atfillin, the Shagas Aryeh wants to know, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're potter from tefillin shel yad, or you're also potter from tefillin shel rosh? Says the Shagas Aryeh, why? What leads me to think, bechlal, that you're potter from tefillin shel rosh? We know that it's two separate mitzvahs. He says, because the Gemara says, that kol zman shiyu beinecha, yushnai, and it could be, said the Shagas Aryeh, that it's not ma'akiv, it's only lachatchila dikadin, that you have to be royal lebila. You have to have the ability to be able to put both tefillin on, to have the ability to have that mitzvah of kol zman shiyu beinecha yushnai. It's true that we saw you don't have to own both tefillin. That was the Gemara. You can own one tefillin, but the guf of the person that is mitzvah in tefillin, l'chayra, has to have the ability of a hoyu l'taytavais, to be mekayim that din of l'chatchila kol zman shiyu ben yinecho bi yushnai. He has the ability that the shiroish could be with a shalyat. And if lo aleinu, he has no shalyat, so he has no hand, and he can't be mekayim, maybe you potter totally from tefillin shiroish. Says the Shagas Aryeh, he brings a raya from the Gemara, there's no time to go into the raya. No. Misunderstanding of this Gemara Menachos. Says the Shagas Aryeh, when the Torah said, Kol Zman Shiyu Beinecho, it's not that the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Rosh is dependent on the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Shel Yad, even on the Lechatchila Dikah. Lechatchila. It's a Gzeres HaKosov that you have to take the Tefillin Shel Rosh off first. In other words, the Torah, even though the Gemara expresses itself, Kol Zman Shiyu Beinecho Yu Shnayim, that's not really what the Torah was concerned about. It's just, how does the Torah tell me the Seder of how to take off your tefillin by using your Loshon Vahoyu, which tells me that at all times they have to be together, which naturally tells me that you have to take off the tefillin Shel Rosh first. It's not that there's any gain, there's any milah, that the tefillin Shel Rosh, the Kiyum Mitzvah of tefillin Shel Rosh is together with the tefillin Shel Yad. It's just it's a way the Torah teaches me take off the Tefillin Shel Rosh first. L'chayra, this is the kavanah of Tosfos in Erechim. Tosfos in this question understood that the Torah, the Loshon of the Drosha, was telling me that l'chatchila at least, the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Rosh is dependent on the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Yad. Tosfos, no. The Loshon of Tosfos is, Haino b'shor sh'meniach sorech l'haktim. It's only a Zedah Hadvarim, it's only the Torah is telling me which order to put them on, according to the Chiddush of the Tosfos, and which order to take it off. However, we see that it's not like that, and it's going to make a big nafka min al halacha. The Ritva, in Psochim, Tachzayin on the base, asks why we use the Loshon of Al. We make two brachas, Ashkenazim, the Minig of the Svadim is not like that, but the Minig of Ashkenazim, and even the Minig of the Svadim, if you talk between the two tefillins, you have to make two brachas. Our minig is we make a bracha lahaniach on the tefillin shel yad, and al mitzvahs tefillin on the tefillin shel rosh. The Gemara Pesachim says al is always an expression when you makayim the mitzvah before you make the bracha. Lahaniach is an expression of the future. I'm about to be maniach the tefillin. Al, for example, when we take the lulav, the nusach of the bracha is al netilas lulav, because we already yoytza the mitzvah, if you don't turn around the esrog, when you lift up the dalet minim, you already yoit to the mitzvah. So the mele, the nusach, which Chazal Mesakan was al. Says the Ritva, why are we Mesakan? Why was Chazal Mesakan the nusach of al mitzvah's tefillin in the tefillin Shel Rosh? Says the Ritva, because you already started the mitzvah. You're in the middle of the mitzvah. It's not a total overlas yoson. You already put on the tefillin Shel Yad. Says the Ritva, how do I know that that's cool that you started the tefillin Shel Rosh? He brings our Gemara down. He brings the Gemara in Menachos, Kol Zman Shiyu Beinecho Yu Shnayim. If the Ritva were to be learning like Tosfos, like the Shagas Aryeh, like many other, that it's only a Seder Hadvarim, and the two mitzvahs are not connected, then there would be no Rai. But there's going to be a big enough gemina between the way the Ritva learns the Gemara. Because there's a very interesting, the Bi'alacha brings it down, but it's really brought down in the Taz, in the Hilchas Chanukah. What's the halacha if by mistake somebody puts on the tefillin shel Rosh? Here we come to the practical halacha of the machloekas, because we've done the lomdas, so we'll do the practical halacha. In Siman Tof Reish Pei Dalet, Hilchas Chanukah, if somebody by mistake puts on the tefillin shel Rosh before the tefillin shel Yad, we know that if by mistake one takes out the tefillin shel Rosh from the before the tefillin shel Yad, one has to put it back and put on the tefillin shel Yad first, even though there's halacha ema vir and ala mitzvahs, but because of the din v'hoi l'toyta voice, you have to put on the tefillin shel Yad first. That's well known. It's brought down in the... However, what happens if one puts the tefillin shel Rosh on first? Says the Abu Dram that one has to take off the tefillin shel Rosh and put on the tefillin shel Yad again. Why? Because you weren't yoytzeh the mitzvah like the Seder that the Torah told you. The Torah told you, there's an order of how you mekayim the mitzvah. If you put on the tefillin shel Rosh first, so you weren't mekayim the Seder, take it off and put on the tefillin shel Yad. Yeah, do you, the shayla, whether you have to make the brachas again, that's a separate shayla. But then the ma'aser mitzvah, you have to take it off again. It's a good shayla. The Taz argues with Abu Dram. And the Taz says the following. You don't have to take it off. Says the Taz, and this is again a raya, that to atam the Gemara Shom, the reason why you have to put on the tefillin shel Yad, this is again a raya that he's learning the Gemara was closer. That's the whole reason why one has to put it on. Now that he put on the tefillin shel Yad after the tefillin shel Rosh, so now he has both together. Even though at the beginning, it's true that for 1 second, says the Taz, when he put on the tefillin shel Rosh first, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. Mikol Mokoyim, if a second later he puts on a tefillin shel Yad, yesh kan kedin. Says the Taz, I don't understand the Abu Dram. The whole reason why one has to put on the tefillin shel Yad first is because of this drosha that calls man shu beinecha yushnayim. So it's true that for 1 second you weren't the kind that did if you put on a tefillin shel Rosh first. But put on the tefillin shel Yad now, and now you were kind of din of calls man shu beinecha. What's the machloikas between Abu Dram and the Taz? The Taz learned, and the Gemara was choyza. There is no Seder anymore. Gemara was saying, in the Lashon of the Gemara, Omar, Rabbi Rav Huna Asbarali, was saying the Gemara is retracting. There is no Seder of how you're supposed to put on the Tfinin, like the Ritva. It's a halacha that the Tfinin Shel Rosh, you only Makai in the Mitzvah with the Tfinin Shel Yad together. That's the way the Taz is learning. There's no order of how you're supposed to put it on. It's just the din that the Tefillin Shel Rosh and the Tefillin Shel Yad are connected. It's one mitzvah that they have to be together. So for 1 second you forego that Indian, it doesn't matter. The Abu Dram, however, learns that there's a Seder Hadvarim, that the Torah, the Gemara wasn't Chayza, and there's a din that you have to put it on according to that Seder, and if you didn't do according to the Seder, then you have to redo it, because the Torah gives you an order of how to be Mekai in the Mitzvah. This is the machloikas between the Taz and the Abu Dram. However, if we're correct, there's a stira in the Taz, and I don't have an answer for this, maybe you can help me. The Taz, in Simachov Hei, on the Halacha, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that you have to first put on the Tefillin Shel Yad, and afterwards the Tefillin Shel Rosh, he brings the Ksiv, Ukshartem, Vahoyt, Ahadol, Atoytavos. He brings the Havamin of the Gemara, he doesn't bring the Din of he says, because it's written in order in the Torah. First put on the Tefillin Shel Yad, and then put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And over here, in Hilchas Chanukah, where it comes in, whether you read the wrong Sefer Torah on Shabbos Shachal Rosh Chodesh, if you read the part that the Sefer Torah of Kriyas Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh, then you have to redo it. This is where it comes in. The Taz brings a different drosh. I don't have an answer for the stira. I just want to say something very interesting. The Gemara in Chulin says that when it says that Avraham Avinu refused to take from the Sdoim Michut v'Atzroich Nar, when they offered him and he came back from the Milchama, he said, I refuse to take a string through the shoelace. The Gemara says in the Schus that he says that his children were Zoicha to Ritzur Shul Tfilin because of the Tcheles. And so we see that the mitzvah of Tfilin is connected to the Loshon of Sroich Na. And for that reason, the Gemara Shabbos Samach Aleph learns out that when one puts on that one's shoes, one has to tie the left shoe first, even though we give a kadama to the right. One has to tie the left shoe first, because it's actually learnt out shoelace. It's learnt out from the fact that the tefillin came in the schus of Sroich Na, and it makes enough gemina lahalacha that it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. If one has long socks, for example, in the times in those days, and one tied them with a string, then there's no inyan of dafka tying the left the sock first, because the whole inyan of tying the left shoelace is because of that loshon of Sroich Na'al, which discussed that he was over the tefillin.